Our universe, our world, this earth, our environment, it's all changing. It may appear to be very solid, but in reality, everything is changing. Mountains are eroding. Water is moving from the top of the mountains down to the sea, to the oceans. The weather is changing. Changes day by day. It can change many times within a day. The seasons are changing. Move from winter to spring to summer to autumn. The cities are changing. If you haven't been to a city for a few years, you see that the city is changing. Even whatever we buy is changing as soon as we buy it. We buy a new house or we buy a new car. It's starting to change. The moment we take the car out of the sales room, if it's a new car, already it's getting older. Already the price is starting to devaluate. So everything is changing all the time. Might not be so visible or obvious to our eye, but the reality is that everything is in a state of change. Cities and empires may be built up, but eventually they fall down. Look at what has happened, the great empires before. It was the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire. During their time, they were really great, but they've also fallen to ruin or have changed. Economics changes. Sometimes some countries are very strong. After 100 years, 200 years, that might not be the case anymore. It might be very different. Look at the stock market. The stock market is always changing. If it didn't change, we wouldn't invest our money there to make money. Only the unfortunate thing is sometimes it changes in the opposite direction that we really wish it to change in. Politics changes. The people in politics change. There may be places where there are great monasteries or great churches, and over time they are torn down or they are neglected and fall apart. There might be places where there was nothing, and then great churches and monasteries are there, then built there that were never there before. And in this, as we see in that saying, whatever is built is impermanent and is bound to collapse. Those great cities and empires that stand today, where will they be? How will they look in 100 years, 200 years, 500 years from now? And whatever is stored is bound to run out. We may accumulate many things, but eventually we'll use those things up. They'll be consumed. You may see some people who are really, really wealthy. And eventually, at the end of their day, when they die, or later on in life, they may have nothing left. They may have consumed everything and weren't able to replace it. Or it may have been lost, it may have been burnt, or gone bad, or some unforeseen event happened to it. It could be stolen or destroyed by enemies. Or possible disasters. From this we see it's impossible to hold on to our wealth and our material possessions forever. And even if we do until we die, at the day, the time of death, we're going to have to leave it behind anyway. And whatever comes together is one day going to separate. We can see this quite simply, for instance, for teachings or a retreat. We come together, we have the retreat together, and then we all go our separate ways. Families as well, we get together and then we go our separate ways. The same for crowds, parties, music events, political rallies. All sorts of gatherings happen, but at the end of the day, everybody parts. In one way or another, It could be that they've got their own things to do. It could be that one day they part due to death. We could be split up unexpectedly and very quickly. And knowing this, it's always good to do our best not to get angry and to avoid quarrels and harsh words and fighting between each other. If we know that we'll never, or it's not possible that we'll always be together, then we may be more respectful and treat each other with greater respect, more caring, more kindness, more warmth. And whatever is born is bound to die. It is really beneficial to entrench in one's mind the fact that all material or all phenomena in the material world are impermanent. This will save a lot of grief and unhappiness and unrealistic expectations.